Hear further from the word of the Lord in John chapter 15 and in the Arcana Celestia. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bring forth fruit, he takes it away. And every one that brings forth fruit, he prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Already you are clean through the word that I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bring forth fruit from itself unless it remains in the vine, no more can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who remains in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you remain in me, and my sayings remain in you, you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done to you. We also read from part of the exposition of the story of Jacob and Laban. What is meant by the speckled and spotted among the flock? In man, there is no pure good, that is, good with which evil is not mingled, nor pure truth with which falsity is not mingled. For man's will is nothing but evil, from which falsity continually flows into his understanding, because, as is well known, man receives by inheritance the evil successively accumulated by his progenitors. And from this tendency, he produces evil in actual form and makes it his own and adds to it more evil of himself. But the evils with man are of various kinds. There are evils with which goods cannot be mingled, and there are evils with which they can be mingled. And it is the same with the falsities. Unless this were so, no man could possibly be regenerated. The evils and falsities with which goods and truths cannot be mingled are such as are contrary to love to God and love toward the neighbor, namely hatreds, revenges, cruelties, and a consequent contempt for others in comparison with oneself, and also the consequent persuasions of falsity. But the evils and falsities with which goods and truths can be mingled are those which are not contrary to love to God and love toward the neighbor. For example, if anyone loves himself more than others, and from this love studies to excel others in moral and civil life, in memory knowledges and doctrinal things, and to be exalted to dignities and wealth in preeminence to others, and yet acknowledges and adores God, performs kind offices to his neighbor from the heart, and does what is just and fair from conscience, then the evil of this love of self is one with which good and truth can be mingled. For it is an evil that is man's own, and that is born hereditarily, and to take it away from him suddenly would be to extinguish the fire of his first life. But the man who loves himself above others, and from this love despises others in comparison with himself, and hates those who do not honor and as it were adore him, and therefore feels a consequent delight of hatred in revenge and cruelty, the evil of such a love as this is one with which good and truth cannot be mingled, for they are opposites. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.